put your feet up, unless, of course, you're driving, and enjoy Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
Okay, let's go to the circus. The circus for those who have really good eyesight. On the line with us right now is Walt Noon, who has a flea circus, and thus he also is a flea trainer. And you can check out his website, which is www.flea-circus.com. Hi, Walt. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Peter. How are you doing?
Fine. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Well, thanks for giving me a ring. It's always interesting to talk to somebody that's interested in fleas.
I was just about to ask you, how hard is that to find usually?
Well, you know, I've noticed that anybody that's ever called me or talked to me about fleas was an interesting person, to say the least.
Okay.
So it's a compliment.
Now, you live out in Redlands, California?
Yeah, that's right.
But I understand you actually have family here in Montreal?
I do. My wife's side of the family lives in Pointe Claire, and over in Hudson, and we've got a few in Ontario as well.
Okay. So how does one get into the flea circus business?
That is an impossible question. In my case, I was working as a professional magician, and I designed props for entertainers that did all sorts of strange acts. So somebody asked me to build...
Oh, so are you responsible for Carrot Top, by the way?
No, it's not me.
Okay, because I'm looking for that person.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, no, he's a little bit, I don't know if he's farther off in space than a flea or not, but but, you know, if he's interested in a flea circus, definitely have him give me a call when you talk to him.
Okay.
But, yeah, and a gentleman just said, can you build me a flea circus? And the thing that amazed me as somebody that's designed and built all sorts of strange contraptions for people was how little information there was on flea circuses. And as I dug into it, and it turned out there's a flea historical society only in Canada, by the way, in Port Hope, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And a few little groups that gave me some clues on what to look for and what to do, but not many folks remain from something that really had its heyday in the 1930s.
Yeah, this does have a, this does have a certain amount of history, and you say the 1930s, but it goes back way before that, correct?
For sure, yeah. As a matter of fact, the earliest reference I've seen was from the 1500s, and there are anecdotal references from before that, but that's the first one that seems very solid. And there was a blacksmith, a watchmaker, who wanted to show everybody his great skills for miniaturization and show off that he was the greatest watchmaker. So he actually built a collar around a flea to prove his skills. And it had 22 links and an operating lock so he could let the flea in and out of the collar. And he put it in his store window, and it became something of a competition as the other watchmaker said, well, wait a minute, I could design a circus carousel, or I could design something else that would be flea-powered. And in the days when they didn't have radio and didn't have television, coming to the window there to see what the watchmaker had come up with was a huge advertisement.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let's back up a second. First of all, how large is a flea, or how small, I guess, is the question, is a flea?
They range in size, but what I've always told people when they're reading a page or a comment or something I made is look at the period on the page, of any printed page you're looking at, and you're looking at about the size of what I'm working with when I've got my performers out.
Okay. So how does one, first of all, where does one find fleas? And
questions. I love it. You know, that is really tricky, and that has been the downfall of a lot of circuses, especially traveling. Because for something that's so incredibly difficult to get rid of when they're on your dogs and in your house, they're really tough to keep alive when you want to keep one as a pet. So the place that you're always restocking and getting new fleas, and the places I usually do it is I will take out an advertisement in the town where I'm planning on performing, and I will ask people to please make their fleas available to me, and people do call, and it ends up being a publicity stunt at the same time because people go crazy when they see ads looking for fleas. But it's actually necessary in order to perform the act.
I'm reminded of the Monty Python movie where somebody is screaming, bring out your dead.
Right, yeah, bring out your fleas from the dead. A lot of entomologists told me that the best place to get fleas was a recently killed animal because they're eager to leave, and if you just show up, they'll jump right to you.
Okay, so the $64,000 question, since you are a flea trainer,
yeah,
how do you train a flea?
you know, there is a limited number of things that you can get a flea to do, but they actually are.
Well, I can say the same about some humans, too. So
it's true. And there's a lot of comparisons. There have been fleas, and I've thought about that in recent history, but there have been fleas in past history that have been taught to do imitations of humans just by behaviors that were observed in the flea. So, there are some humans today that I could apply it to, and I'm working on that. But you can train a flea. The primary thing that every performer wants to do first is to train a flea not to jump. And that's a tricky thing to do, because if you have fleas that jump, your circus isn't going to last very long. It's going to be in the audience almost right away. But it's possible that if you take a flea from the pupa stage and keep him in a very small container, I use a little test tube, every time from the day he's born that he jumps, he bangs his head on a test tube. So he develops a behavior of associating jumping with a bang on the head. And you wind up with fleas that don't jump, and they walk around your stage, and they take my chariots from place to place and do all the different acts.
What is the lifespan of a flea, by the way?
Well, that has been very debated, and my opinion on it has changed a lot recently. I met a man named John Torp, who's over in Switzerland, I believe, and is one of the last remaining actual flea trainers. His fleas lived 8 months in a circus, and that was while they were performing. Normally, a flea only lives about 30 days, according to most of the flea people and the entomologists, although they can go into a dormant phase where they sleep for up to 2 years, waiting to activate when they feel the vibrations from your foot and jump to your ankle.
Mm.
So it's funny, but as far as being active and awake, ordinarily a flea would only last about 30 days. So in the circus, they actually have a much longer life than they do. My fleas, I'm working up there. I'm up to about 2 months on a flea. That's my world record so far. So I'm not as kind as John Torp or as developed, but I'm working on it.
Well, something that lives that short is hard to unionize. That's
one advantage. It's true. Yeah, although if they gang up on you, you know, they're definitely like lawyers in a lot of ways.
Now, the thing that I find rather interesting is, again, as you said earlier, fleas are something that people are usually trying to get away from.
Right.
And get rid of. So isn't there the concern that if someone comes to a flea circus, there's a chance they might catch fleas?
Well, as you know, we don't allow dogs or cats at the show because that's too much temptation for the fleas. And we usually use dog and cat fleas. But most of our fleas are in collars for all the acts that they perform, so we always let people know that any fleas they leave with are fleas they brought themselves.
Mm. Yeah. You know, dogs or cats you don't allow, but what about people with unkempt hair?
Well, you know, I don't think I've had a deserter in a long time, but I have had people actually bring bug spray to a show, which I find...
Oh, I like that. So, again, so what are some of the stunts? You don't want to get them to jump. That's one thing you don't want. But I understand you have... you had fleas master death-defying stunts like high dives...
Indeed. Now, that's a stunt, as you know, I like to draw a little bit of a differentiation. Some performers use a lot of humbug in their act, and what really turns me on...
Humbug?
A humbug in that, you know, if a flea's on a dive board and you jitter the dive board, he's going to jump and wind up in the pool. But it's to me, that's not a trained behavior. It's a bit of a humbug. It's a bit of a stunt where you're sort of tricking the flea into doing.
That's like the dancing duck on the hot plate.
You've got it. As a matter of fact, I would often take a flea and put him on top of a music box, because the vibration will send him into a crazy dance.
Okay.
Same kind of a thing. But as far as actual trained behaviors, you can actually teach a flea to juggle, and they'll take a little. In the olden days, they used a pith ball. I used that.
Okay. To juggle what?
You know, from a beanbag chair, you remember those little tiny styrofoam balls?
Yeah.
That's what I use. And you can actually, they get used to it, and they seem to like it. I don't know if there's a static attraction or what, but they'll juggle it from foot to foot, and they'll play with it for the longest time. They'll even pass it back and forth. You can do flea soccer and have a competition.
Now, people who come to your flea circus, do they require a magnifying glass? I would assume 20/20 vision helps to see a flea circus.
It helps a lot. And in the olden days, a lot of times what they would do is the circus was free, but they would charge you for a magnifying lens. And it was a way to make some money and bring a lot of people around. So. Mm. That does help, and usually I get someone to verify that what they're seeing is real with a magnifying lens. And I have a flea that I'll pass out for everybody to take a look at that's in a collar, safely, won't get anybody. Somebody wants to feed him, they can. Definitely up to them.
Feed them what?
You know, there's only one thing that a flea eats. So human blood is my best recommendation.
Wow.
They probably prefer a cat. The interesting thing is that the fleas that were traditional in the circus were Culex irritans, which are the human flea. And human fleas don't hurt when they bite you. They're adapted to us, and they'll get away with it. So you can, if you're using human fleas, you're home free.
Mm. Now, you mentioned a magnifying glass. Aren't you worried? I guess your flea circuses are usually, first of all, where do you have your flea circuses? Do you go to state fairs or do you have an indoor setting?
It's a lot like doing the magic act in that I never know who or what group would be interested in seeing fleas. The logical places I've done, like the National Geographic television show, and they came out and they filmed the circus. And the illogical places that I really got a kick out of were Hearts Mountain, the people that make the flea...
Flea caller?
They hired us to come out and do a flea circus for their big trade shows and all that sort of stuff.
Because I'm assuming indoors is the best thing. Because, you know, if you got a flea and a magnifying glass and sunshine, that's not a good combination.
No. As a matter of fact, I've had several flea disasters, and I was only slightly relieved to find out that performers throughout history have the same things happen. But with the airport security these days, when you travel with a case full of tubes and wires and all those sorts of things, you're automatically taken aside, and they spray it down with chemicals to look for whatever they're looking for. And those chemicals are the most wonderful insecticide, I think, ever discovered by man. And they have not only destroyed a troupe when I was going somewhere to perform, but the residue that remained destroyed my circus. I had to actually build another circus because any flea I put on there was dead in about 20 seconds. So maybe the insecticide people will take a note from whatever's being, you know, that's kind of scary that they're spraying us with that stuff.
Hmm. How long does it take you to build a circus?
3 weeks from the ground up, and that's if I'm working on it every day.
Mm.
And I have an artist that'll help me with a lot of the fine art type of detail on it, but I really try to make each one a real work of art.
Okay, so we mentioned the high dyes and the high wire act, but the chariot races?
Yeah, that's one of the most amazing things. And a flea, this is hard to believe, and I have no way to verify it. Someday if I ever have the means, I'll probably test it, but can carry 160,000 times their weight. So I built chariots out of modified Hot Wheels cars and wires, and I will tie a single flea to that, and they have an explosive compound in their leg that allows them to jump up to 30,000 times. It's called resilin, and when you tie them to a chariot and you give them a little carbon dioxide to get them going, they jump and jump and jump, and they'll pull a Hot Wheels car.
Okay, so they're the horse in the chariot race. They're not Charlton Heston.
Well, you've given me an idea I hadn't even thought of. What have I been thinking? We've got no drivers. That's a great idea.
I'm just trying to picture a flea in a little toga.
Well, a funny thing was...
Or those little tunics that they wore then.
This is something that is also a historical thing, was they used to dress fleas in clothing. And that was another thing they charged for. And in Mexico, they used to do an entire diorama in a walnut, and they would place the flea in there in a set of clothing and allow the flea to dance inside the walnut. And that's something I've actually seen.
Wow.
You're not far off. You're not far off.
Now, what is the ideal? I mean, you're in California. What is the ideal temperature for a flea?
You know, it's a little bit lower than skin temperature, actually, and they need quite a bit of humidity if they're going to be active. And that was the thing that got my first couple of troops only lived a couple of weeks, and I just couldn't figure it out. But I met a gentleman who invented the artificial dog, which is what laboratories are using. And he gave me a complete grilling on how I was treating my fleas, and so I'm a little more scientific now.
Since you are putting these animals into what is essentially, I wouldn't even call them animals or insects, right? What are they?
What is a flea is an insect.
Okay. Since you're putting these insects into what is essentially labor.
Yeah.
Have you heard from the folks at PETA yet?
You know what? I actually have. I got in trouble for that, and I got in trouble for a mouse that I used to use in my act that would appear and disappear. And I've really tried to, I've always said my circus is cruelty-free, and fleas, if this flea was in the wild, his chances of getting a meal would be slim, and if he did get a meal, his chances of making it 30 days would be slim, and with me, I'm shooting for 8 months. So I would have anyone can interview any of my fleas and ask them for themselves, I guarantee.
You know, I've often maintained that the best of times, PETA should sometimes just go away, but if they're going after you for fleas...
They did. Yeah, I can't say the organization did, but people representing themselves as being members of the organization have written me and called me.
Mm. they really need to, you know, go and get a burger.
Well, you know, at least they could come and investigate. Both that and my mouse, which my mouse was actually made out of cotton that I used in the act. One of those. And I couldn't tell them it was cotton because, I mean, you're doing an act, right? So I've never had a complaint. So I'm
what do your family and friends say when, you tell them about your, when they found out that you were doing a, you were training fleas, was it a situation where, Walt's gone over the edge? Or was it a situation, that's just Walt?
No, they all think I'm crazy. That would definitely be the case. They might think I'm a little less crazy now that they've gotten used to the idea. So I think it's sort of the other way around, yeah.
And how many people like you are out there? You used to say there was the heyday of flea circuses back in the 30s.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of people like you?
You know, I've built circuses over about the last probably 7 or 8 years for 66 performers around the world. And I know that there's probably, several times that number, but I think it's a pretty small crowd.
Mm.
And especially the crowd that works with real fleas. There are, magician type circuses that are more like illusion based.
Well, the people can check out the website, which is flea-circus.com. That's www.flea-circus.com. Walt, I thank you very, very much.
Thanks a lot
for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Walt Noon, who is a flea trainer. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.